You're on with Mario Lopez.
What's up, you're on with Mario Lopez. Joining me now in the studio from the new E! Show, Very Cavallari, Kristen Cavallari. What's going on, Kristen?
Hello.
So it's been a minute. You look great.
Thanks.
Cut to Married 3 Kids Later in a brand new show.
Yeah, thank you. I know, I'm excited. It's fun to be back.
So how did the concept of the show come about? Is it something you pitched, someone pitched to you?
I actually went in and met with T Group, which is the production company, about cooking shows, and they just started,
really,
yeah.
And they can you get down in the kitchen?
I sure can. I have a cookbook out, Mario.
What?
We need to get it to you. Yes,
you have to get it to me. I know you can
eat
it. Look what happened. You are so domesticated.
Look,
now.
I'm all grown up.
Okay,
times
go on.
Have changed.
I know.
So I met with them about doing a cooking show, and they just started asking me what, you know, everything going on in my life.
Yeah.
And I told them about this jewelry line that I had, and you know, but we were still living in Chicago and going back and forth. So I kind of pressed pause on it for a minute, because they thought there may be a show there. And so once we were in Nashville full time, I was like, all right, guys, I'm ready. Let's do this. So they went and pitched it to E. E paid for a sizzle reel. And it was supposed to be more along the lines of like Vanderpump Rules, where I wasn't on it that much.
Right.
And I would
and
just
were
pop
sort of the
in
Lisa
and out.
Vanderpump, if you will. Got
exactly.
It.
And then E focus group tested it and really kind of made me jump through some hoops to get it. And they finally said, if you're on it more, we'll do it. So I had to get Jay, my husband, on board, and my best friend. And so it just sort of came together, and here we are.
Was it easy to get Jay on board, or
no,
a challenge?
No. No, Jay is honestly probably the most private person you'll ever meet. So that was a bit of a challenge. And I think, too, for him, obviously, he's heard some of my stories from Laguna Beach in the hills. And so he had a lot of reservations. Obviously, he didn't want cameras coming in. And all of a sudden, you know, our family is now getting twisted. And yeah, you know, nothing good usually comes from a reality show. But I feel like it's not based on our marriage. You know, it's not just about our marriage.
Right,
so
right.
It's
and you guys are already a few years in, three kids deep.
Yeah,
it's not like from the get.
Exactly.
So you're established.
Yeah, we're established. We, you know, we have our good foundation. And so it's really about my staff bringing a lot of the drama. So
right,
it's sort of the best of both worlds for me.
And how does he like it now?
So it's funny because now all of a sudden that he's getting a very positive reaction.
He's all in now.
Oh, he's all in. I mean, even
he's like, when
filming,
are we shooting next?
Oh no, he's like, all right, so for season two. And I'm like, oh really? Get out of here.
He's a producer now.
Oh,
look at
yeah,
that.
Funny how the tides have turned.
Oh my gosh. It's funny because I'm a big sports fan, and being familiar with him too, you didn't get a chance to see really his personality.
Mm-hmm.
And now you get to know him as a person.
Yeah.
And he's funny and all that. So
yeah,
a lot of the feedback, I got to imagine, has been very positive for
it's
him.
It's all been very positive. And it's even stuff where, you know, these sports fans in particular are watching going, I really wanted to hate him, but he's really funny.
Right,
so,
right.
And obviously, I mean, I've known Jay, we've been together for 8 years. I've known that he's always been very funny, but I love now that other people are getting to see that side of him, and
right,
and it's all been really positive, so I'm happy.
And it centers around your business. Tell me about that and the name.
Yeah, so Uncommon James. James is my daughter's middle name, and I just love it for a girl, even though it's uncommon.
Hence, Uncommon.
Literally, James. I can't say it with a straight face anymore. I sound like a broken record. But yeah, so Jay actually came up with the uncommon part. He would be very sad if I didn't give him credit for that.
Okay.
And
creative producer.
Yeah, exactly. He's also becoming my in-house illustrator, which,
right,
you know, is interesting. But so it started as a jewelry line. I opened up my store, and I've also branched out into home goods as well. And I'm launching into baby and kid. I'll be launching Little James in November.
Oh, good for you. So it's essentially like a clothing store? Like if somebody were to go to Nashville?
So it's a boutique. So there's
like
all kinds. And I have local brands in there and some beauty stuff. So
Yeah. And Nashville's a great town, right?
It's great. I think we just beat Vegas for number one bachelorette destination.
Really?
Wait, can we talk really quickly?
Yeah.
Recently, I was tagged in a photo. It was like you and me and all the Kardashians when we were in Miami one time.
Yes,
and
I remember
like,
that.
Oh my God, that's bringing me back.
Do you remember that?
Yes, I remember that. That was like 10 years ago.
Oh my God, I
crazy.
Can't
that was a fun
that.
Night though. We had a fun
that
night.
That was a fun
Live
good.
Nightclub.
That's right.
Oh, yeah.
That was fun. That was a fun night. It was like
and Brody was there too.
Yeah, it's a great pick.
It is.
I have that pick. I was tagged too, so I have that pick.
Oh,
that's fun. I know. And now look, cut to we're married and with kids.
We're all grown
and stuff.
Up now.
It's good though. You know, you transition now and you have that.
Grow up at some point, right?
Well, but what I'm my point is, though, you should have fun. You're younger, and this is the time in your life, and you can enjoy all this stuff.
You got to get it out of your system before you get married.
And you make it, you can appreciate what you have.
Exactly.
Your kids are not on the show, though, right? That's a conscious decision. Do you post about them on social media?
Not really. I mean, I do realize that my fans love seeing my family life. Right. But so I try to find a happy medium. So I'll post them, but you'll never see their faces. It's more just like from the back or whatever it is.
Is that Jay's decision?
It's both of ours. Jay was really the driving force behind it, but I'm 100% on board with it now. I do agree that, you know, when they're old enough to make the decision to have their lives plastered all over the place, then absolutely, you know, but maybe they want no part of that. I don't know. And so I just don't want to rob them of that decision.
Okay. So later on, they're like, Mom, you robbed me of like two, three seasons.
What the hell, man? I could have had way more followers. Okay,
exactly.
Like, sorry. I had no idea.
What are they into right now?
So the boys just got done playing t-ball and they loved that. Okay. All three of them are in swim lessons. And then the boys are also taking piano and they love that as well.
Good,
so they're very versed.
Diverse. Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
I love the story of how you and Jay met. Frazier, she recently told me, but I'm gonna let her fill you in if you don't mind.
So I was filming The Hills and I got a call from my publicist and he said, Jay Cutler wants to fly you to Chicago and take you on a date. So I Googled him because I had no idea who he was, you know.
But I'm like, she just, how boss move is that? Hey, see that girl on TV show?
Hey, call her.
Yeah, call her.
Yeah, yes. Call her. He summoned you.
Call her. Let her know that I summoned her to another city.
I know. Right. It really is crazy when you think about it. But so, you know, I just didn't want a boyfriend, especially in Chicago. So I said no. So a year later, I was visiting my mom, who happens to live in a suburb of Chicago. And we were going to a game with my Bears-obsessed cousin, who told me I was so stupid for not going out with him. You know, Jay's the man. And all this stuff. So I got his family passes to meet him after the game, thinking I was going to be, you know, cousin of the year and nothing would ever come of it for me.
Yeah.
And Jay walked in and he was very good looking in person and he was very, very sweet. And he just, you know, he won us all over. My mom especially was like, oh, I love it. You know, so we got drinks two nights later and then, yeah, here we are. 8 years later. It's almost 8 years, the
end
of August.
That's a great story. I'm going to tell you who else got summoned and and ended up in a marriage with kids was Pete Sampras and his wife.
Oh, really?
Yeah, because I was actually with her. I can't believe I can't remember her name right now. What was her name?
And you were with her.
No, I wasn't with her, like dating her.
No.
I was working with her.
Oh.
But I was with her when she got the call from like an agent, a publicist or something.
Funny.
Yeah, and same thing. She's like, Pete Sampras. Like, well, yeah, he's a tennis player. Are you kidding me? I was like,
do it.
So she ended up going on a date with cut two. They're married.
Wow.
And they got like three kids. Yeah, it's great. I mean, you know what? There are no rules.
There aren't.
So whatever
you go.
Works,
anything
you know?
Goes.
It's like a baller Tinder move.
There you go.
Bridget Wilson.
Bridget Wilson, of course. My God, I feel off. Do you know who she is by chance? You know if you saw her.
The name sounds very familiar.
All right, before I let you go, I'm going to put you on the spot. Quick questions, quick answers, all right?
Okay.
Go-to karaoke song.
Anything by Britney.
Really?
I'm a Britney girl, man.
Really? Have you seen the show?
Until the Day I Die. Yes, I had the time of my life. I don't care that she couldn't move, okay? I don't care.
What about that she couldn't sing? You didn't care that either?
No, I don't care.
By the way, I'm joking and I love Britney. I was her first slave on her very, very first show. You know how she has the slave on the stage?
Oh, I wanted to be the slave.
I was the first one.
I got to meet her, though. Honestly, highlight of my life.
Oh, she's awesome. She's super cool, actually.
Love her.
She's super cool. Me too.
There you go.
Last show you binged watched?
Bloodline.
That's good.
It's
that's
so good.
Right? Celebrity crush growing up.
I was a Leo girl. Or Devin Sawa. Remember Casper?
Oh, Leo is in DiCaprio. Okay.
Yeah,
I'm all Leo. Did you just give me your
Mario.
Sign? No, I'm like, did you give me your sign? I forgot. Okay. Yeah. Okay.
Leo,
so Titanic.
Yeah.
Wait, what was the other ones you said?
Devin Sawa. Remember the movie Casper? And he was
Casper. Okay. Oh, that's funny.
Loved
that's him. Funny. That's
a
funny.
Poster on my wall.
Advice you'd give to Laguna Beach, Kristen?
Enunciate.
That's great. That's great. Well, I'm a big fan of you and Jay's.
Thanks.
So congrats on that. You can watch Very Cavallari Sundays on E. Follow her on Twitter at Kristen Cav. Thanks for coming by.
Thank you for having me. On with Mario Lopez.